not end in death. No. It is for God's glory, so God's Son may be glorified through it. And Jesus loved Martha, his sister, and Lazarus. And when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to the disciples, "Let us go back to the tomb." Verse 20 is right. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. But Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said, "if you had been here, you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will do whatever you ask." "Your brother will rise again." "Martha, I know he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the world, who is to come into the world." Jumping in, verse 30. Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him. She fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And Mary said, verse 33, when Jesus saw her, and the Jews who had come along with her also, he moved her troubled. "Where is the grave?" "See how he loves him." For 38, he says, "Once more, he will go into the field, and there was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone." "But Lord," said Martha, sister of the dead man, "by this time, there's a bad odor, for he's been there for 4 days. And he says, "I'm not trusting him. Will and the glory of God." So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked up and said, "Father, thank you for your mercy. And you know I can take your voice to you. And I said this to the benefit of the people, that they may go and take your message." And he said to Jesus, said in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Then the dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped in strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." So let me set the scene. We have members of the community, friends, he's a member of the community, friend and beloved brother Lazarus, who comes to go. He gets sick all the time. Now, but sometimes we didn't receive the cough, the cold, and the flu, and the fever. But it'll be okay. Give it a week or two with rest for you. And then you'll let you do it. And things will be fine. We'll be back, strong, and healthy. Very concerned for Lazarus. about their condition? Do you have any disposition? Whether he loved Lazarus. Verse 5, it says that he loved Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha, with great affection. That was an issue, and it wasn't an issue. He had the power to heal. He had been performing signs, wonders, and miracles. He could do it. He even opened his eyes to his mind. Still a person. Rabbi, a short while ago, the Jews tried to stone you. The last time you were in Judea, they were literally picking up rocks and they were ready to throw them at you. My mother. I accomplished my mother. collapse. I'm going to feel completely alone, and I just want to hide. But if you guys laugh, it's going to be infectious. Likewise, if I or you or you or I share or they're not paying attention, or they're like, oh, wait, wait, the other day, you know, this awesome thing happened, and they just cut you off and not let you finish. That's one of the most miserable feelings you could ever experience in the world, right? There's a convention that we've done. What does it mean, the ramifications, is that loss does not have the final word. Disappointment does not have the final word. Cancer does not have the final word. Abuse does not have the final word. Trauma does not have the final word. Death does not have the final word. Jesus has the final word. And his final word is that there is hope and life through the resurrection of him, Christ. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, "Keeping me safe for the night with joy."